anyway. So my goal is to get fit, to get to 180 pounds. By the way, when you set a goal, put it in the positive. I'm not going to say lose 30 pounds. I'm going to say, you know, and you put it in the affirmative, put it in the now. I weigh 180 pounds. I feel phenomenal. Having a vision board helps. And sometimes having the opposite of your goal helps. I'm actually, in a lot of ways, negatively motivated. Like when she showed that video a while ago, that got my attention. The first time I got healthy, when the nutritionist sat me down and gave me all those stats and said, you know, the chances are you're probably going to, you know, have one of several diseases and this and that. And I was like, scared me to death.
Scared you to life.
I'm sorry?
Scared you to life.
Oh, scared me to life. I love it. Thank you, Brenda, for upgrading my language. Love it. Okay. All the benefits. Why do you list the benefits first? Because the secret ingredient of success is desire. Desire comes from a vision. And when you have that vision of walking down the beach with your grandkids, rather than sitting there in a wheelchair, watching them leave you, going out to the beach. So list all the benefits. Number three is list the mountains to climb. Mountains to climb, obstacles to overcome. I discovered a song recently. When I find a song that I like, I play it over and 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 over again. For weeks, drives my wife insane. I mean, if we hear the song twice, she's like, didn't we already listen to that? I tell her I've listened to it 500 times, you know. And so I'm stuck on an Elvis Presley song called You Gave Me a Mountain. Anybody know that song?
Yeah.
Mel, can you sing it for us? No. No, thank you, but no, thank you. Yeah. Anyway, I won't sing it either, but maybe we'll play it later. Chief, search for that song, Elvis Presley, and maybe we'll play it later. It's a cool song. Anyway, we got to be realistic about the mountains that we're going to have to climb, the obstacles we're going to have to overcome. It's just face the reality. That's leadership. Got to have the benefits first so that we'll have the energy to overcome the obstacles. The next thing that we need is the skills or training to reach the goal. We need training. As my coach, Mr. Rick Jones, said, let's give a shout out to Mr. Rick Jones, who's been watching virtually. Woo! My brother. Pops. He says that training, now this is a man who's been with Dale Carnegie for 33 years, owned the Houston franchise for 20 years. Guess who's my biggest cheerleader on the franchise thing? And Rick thinks it's fabulous. And been with us for 10 years. Training breeds confidence. If you're going to go out there and fight, you better train as hard as you fight. Like, ooh, man, that dude's scary. I probably should have spent some more time in the gym. My partner, Jeb Duden, one of the franchises he has, I think he told you about, it's called Rock Box Fitness. You go in and box. You like hit the bags and stuff. And just, you know, you got some anger, man. Put them gloves on. I was like, I'd go for that. Long as I don't have anybody hitting back. What are we on, number five? Okay, number five is the individuals, groups, or organizations to work with. Do we have a phenomenal organization to work with? What's it called? Inner Circle? The Howard Partridge Inner Circle. The US Inner Circle. Yeah, so we're talking about our LMS earlier today. I was talking about it with the team. Phenomenal U. Get it? Phenomenal University. University. One guy got it. Okay, maybe it's not that that great of an idea. Okay. Number six. Plan of action to reach that goal. Now, I'm going to go ahead and give you number seven because you got to do number seven and then back into number six, a completion date. So you take your completion date. Kay told me, Kay, when you were out of the room, I told him something I thought was funny. I don't know what our start date is, but I'm going to go all out between now and then. Pizza, fries, you know, you name it. She laughed. Okay, she's the right one. When are we starting anyway? Do we have a date yet?
Tomorrow.
Oh, tomorrow. I might not make it through tonight if that's the case. You know, what's that? Get it all out of your system. Okay. That's all I've been doing the last 2 years. Getting it all out. Get it all in. All right, so you got to take your completion date and then back it out. So if you have a one-year completion date, or let's say it's December 31st, you need to start thinking about, you know, where you need to be at the Destined Dream Retreat, you know, in July. Where do you need to be? What's, you know, the halfway mark? Where do you need to be a month from now? Where do you need to be? What do you need to do every day? And what's that plan of action? You know, I already read Kay's book, so I've already seen some of the meal plans. And, you know, fair warning, there's certain exercises I'm not going to do, but I will exercise. And I'm grateful that I'm a tough customer. I'm warning you now. But you know, I'll be on the beach a lot. You know, this springtime is coming up. So between now and May, there'll be plenty of opportunity to walk the beach, ride my beach bike, play some disc golf. Shoot, I'm taking one of those things down the beach. Lewis, they make those things in plastic?
Well, they're cheap.
Oh, they're cheap? Okay. I invented a game, if somebody wants to create it, manufacture it. It's called beach basketball. We actually tested that on the beach one time. Remember that, Boozy? Remember when we did beach basketball? You remember that? Michael LeBlanc, do you remember when we did beach basketball? That man was into that text message. Okay. So what is the plan? Okay, what's the plan of action? What are you going to do every day? What are you going to do every week? What are your milestones, right? So if you take a trip, if I go from here, if I drive from here to Destin, which I hardly ever do anymore because now when I fly this phenomenal company called 30A On Demand, they're sitting there waiting for me in a Lexus SUV or an Escalade or you know, whatever kind of cars they got. They got a beautiful, what kind of van is that again? A Sprinter? Huh? Mercedes-Benz passenger van. I think we're going to have some fun tooling around Destin and around the Destin Dream Retreat in that thing. So that's the seven steps. They're in your planner. Now, here's how you eliminate the fire hose. If you'll take seriously the phenomenal four projects, the phenomenal four priorities, if you'll take that seriously, and what you want to do is you want to take your assessments from yesterday morning. This is what's hard for me to believe. It's hard for me to believe that we started Inner Circle. I know some of y'all have been here for 3 days, but it's hard for me to believe that it was just yesterday morning that we did that, the opening session, and did those assessments, isn't it? Goes by so quick, but it feels like we did so much in such a short amount of time. So you got to take all of that. If you need to get with your coach, get with your coach. If you need to get with, you know, your pod or whatever, you got to take all this stuff, all this fire hose stuff, and you got to park it. You park it on a document called the Master Projects List. You have the Simple Dimple business plan, but what I want to encourage you to do is download the digital version of it. And there is a, on the last page, it says Master Projects. I learned this from Ellen Rohr. You just park every idea, all your conference notes, everything that you said, you know, you wanted to do, that you learned. Now, this thing is going to end up being a mile long, but that's okay. So what you want to do is you want to determine what are the most important things, the things that are going to have the biggest impact on your business or on your life. You'll have a combination. For example, on my Phenomenal Four, there's going to be, there already is, my franchise process, our sales, building the sales team, and my health plan. Those are three things. Two business, one personal, okay? So you take from that assessment, the assessments that you did, maybe you take your Business Made Simple assessment and say, I really need Story Brand, or I really need Marketing Made Simple. By the way, in case you don't know, in Business Made Simple, you get access to the entire online portal. All the courses are immediately available to you. Your team can go on there and go through the modules and everything. So wherever they come from, doesn't matter where they come from, you got to boil it down to four priority projects. Here's the reason. You can't focus on more than that. As soon as you get more than five and, I don't know, maybe seven or eight, you know, major projects, if you're somebody who has a lot of time available to you or a lot of time to invest and you're not working in the business, you can get more done. Then there are things that you can delegate. So if you have, you know, yourself and two directors on your team, I mean, really there's big projects that everybody's working on, but realistically you could have 12 projects going at one time. And then you're going to take those projects, you're going to put them on, make those, in EOS, they're called rocks. Rocks and projects are the same thing. It's just two different words, same exact thing. And now those rocks, so if each person has four rocks or four priority projects, when you do your EOS meeting, you do your level 10 meeting, hey, how are you doing on your rocks? On track or off track? On track, off track. How are you doing on your rocks? On track, off track. Well, I got a problem right here. Is there an issue? Yes. Let's discuss it and solve it. Then finally is your one thing project. This is the most important. This is where you get super focused. And this is what I want you to at least take a stab at before we leave this building today. If you don't get it in the next 11 minutes, then get it before you leave here. Goes like this. What's the one thing I can do such that by doing it, everything else becomes either easier or unnecessary? If your business is in debt and you're not at KFP, a known financial position, guess what your one thing is? If you got people, if you're making money, but people are walking out the door because they hate working at your company, guess what your one thing is? If you don't have enough prospects, guess what your one thing is? If you got a lot of people calling in or inquiring, but you don't have a sales system, guess what your one thing is? That's why that's on my top project list. We got so many opportunities because we've been so blessed to, you know, people who have my books and, you know, they're out there in the ecosystem, but I don't have time to network with every single one of those people. Santiago doesn't. And we need the right person. We need someone who understands this business, and that's why I hired Caitlin. She understands this business. She's been in this business for 30 years, and she hires and scales up sales teams. What's your one thing? How many of you already know what your one thing is? Let me see your hands. Okay. All right. Let me help the rest of you. What's hurting the most in your business right now? In other words, what issue do you have that if not solved could really hurt your business? Is it not having enough profit? Is it not having enough people? Is it not having enough prospects? Not enough. You got to follow this. Remember, you got to follow leadership, marketing, sales, service, administration. You go around the wheel. We got a terrible culture, leadership. We don't have enough prospects, or we don't have the right kind of prospects. Marketing. We got prospects, we don't have sales. We got leads, we don't have sales. Sales. We got plenty of sales, but our service stinks. It happens. If you go through boot camp, by the way, anybody interested in going through boot camp, basic training, systems training again? Okay. All right, we'll do it online, or maybe you could do it in May with us. We had several members in there. Scott Bland. Scott was like, after the first session, he had 3 pages of notes. You know, supposedly basic training. It's not basic, but, you know, it's the foundation. Does that make sense? So review your notes. Review your assessments. Go through all of it. Do a debrief and park it all on your master projects list, and then go through it, figure out what's hurting you the most or the biggest opportunity that you have. Get that on your phenomenal 4 projects. I'm going to have to get on my knees for this one. And please, please work on it every single day. Get on your pods. As a matter of fact, we put, did you know that you have a job description in the inner circle? You have a PRD? I have Michelle put it in your packet. It tells you what to do every day. Tells you what to do every week. Tells you what to do every month. Tells you what to do every quarter. Just do what we ask you to do. Folks that have been phenomenally successful in the inner circle, am I telling the truth?
Yes.
Am I telling the truth?
Yes and yes.
Yes and yes. And please understand why. Your family, your team, your community. This world needs you. Needs you to be successful. The more successful you are, the more people you're going to be able to help. How many of you know that small business is the backbone of this country? I was talking to one of my team members today, and we were talking about the fact that corporate America is coming in and taking up, putting small business out of business. We got to take that back. You can compete with corporate America because corporate America cannot seem to understand customer service. They cannot seem to grasp this concept of respecting their team members. You can make a difference in this world through your small business. Still today, it's still true today that your small business can have more impact in the community than any other institution. You work with people every single day. They spend more time at your office than anywhere else. Y'all are looking at me like, are you done yet? Are we done?
We're just getting started.
Yeah. So, game changers, I just want to huddle with you and make sure. Oh, my game changers, okay. Phenomenal game changers. I want to huddle with you and make sure that we're all on the same page for tomorrow. We don't have any plans tonight. There are a couple of guys that are going to play disc golf tonight, though. Pahalski family, raise your hand. You guys stand up back there. Y'all going to play disc golf? There's a disc golf course close by, so if you want to follow them over there, it's what, 8 minutes away? Okay, you can go play a round of disc golf before it gets dark. One last thing. If I have not met you yet, I want you to come up here and I want to meet you. All right, I want to just personally thank you for coming. I think there's two or three people in the room that I haven't met yet. Maybe one, maybe two. I told you. You got to notice who's in the room. Get to every single one of them if you can. You can get to everybody. What have I not said that needs to be said? What?
All right. If you set your projects and find your one thing and you haven't scheduled your monthly coaching call with your coach, you need to do that before today. That's what I think that should be added on that. That's all, though. Very simple.
Okay. I tell you what. The first person that can stand up and tell me what PRD stands for, I got a planner for you. Michael? Come on up here. Come on up here. Okay, now I learned this from my coach, Mr. Rick Jones, okay? You don't want somebody just to have a job.
No.
You want to get results. How do you get results? You perform. And so your performance results description is in your folder.
Now, who has not bought one or is not going to buy one? Because I've got a couple of them.
Who does not have a planner that needs one that maybe can't afford one or whatever? Nikki, give it to Nikki. Wait, what? What? Okay. We got one for you. Yeah, there we go. Hey, we got plenty. We got abundance. Right here. One more right here. One more right here. One more right there. Okay.
No, that one just said.
I have six more words for you. I have six more. Are y'all all right? Okay, all right. We'll fix that later, okay? Six more words for you. Thank you and I love you. Thanks, everybody.